talking about everyday life, a woman that relates to you. Welcome back to The Maggie Linton Show on Sirius XM Urban View.
Well, as I said earlier, on Monday, we'll chat about living with HIV with evangelist and AIDS activist Darlene King. Her memoir, quite riveting, is His HIV Infected by Her Cheating Pastor Husband. And successful in retail, that's what you can be with retail manager Buck Jones. But we continue right now with some tips on etiquette. Joining us is Tammy Clater, founder and president of Always Appropriate Image and Etiquette Consulting. Proper etiquette seems to be at a crossroads in behavior right now, doesn't it, Tammy?
Oh, yes. Yes, it does. But first, I want to say good morning, Maggie, and thank you so much for having me on your show this morning.
Oh, listen, good morning to you, and thank you so much for being on, too. I'll tell you, almost every day I see people that are not being polite, that are totally not getting what etiquette is all about. If I see one more person strolling across the road, busy on their phone, holding up traffic, and not a clue as to how rude they're being, I want to run over them.
I agree. I do not understand where in our society civility has taken a turn to mean poor etiquette. And etiquette is really very simple. It's about thinking of others before you think of yourself.
Yeah.
So you use the example of using your phone as you're walking down the street. So people aren't realizing that they're actually going to bump into someone while they're using their phone. So nothing's that important. Just wait until you get inside to use your phone.
Right. You know, there's a big uproar in particular here in D.C., but it's probably been seen around the country. The kids climbing all over the Women's Memorial at the Vietnam site. And I thought, and the parents sitting there smiling and actually taking pictures of it. It's like, really? This is what you think is appropriate?
You know, I'm not actually familiar with that story. I'm here in New York City.
Oh, okay.
But having said that, I can completely understand how someone would be shocked and outraged over that. And to your point, I don't understand why the parents didn't interject and say, well, that may not be appropriate for this time and place. We'll go to the park and run around. You just can't let children run around on national memorials.
Well, not even national memorials. I want to say in a lot of other locations, too. It's like,
exactly.
Rein them in.
Exactly.
My mom had a way of pinching us. Never didn't hit that kind of stuff. But my sister and I used to say she could pinch the skin right off your body. And you knew to settle down. And
absolutely.
I see way too often the standoff between the parents and the kids just hollering and screaming and everything and not realizing, again, you're in public and you're embarrassing both of you.
Yes, and also what I like to mention when I'm working with someone on etiquette is really taught. Mm-hmm. It's not something you're born with. So if no one teaches that to you, you cannot be expected to know the codes related to proper etiquette. So really, the parents are responsible for instilling those values and ethics into their children. So parents are very busy, I understand that, but really, during dinner hour, whenever you're spending time with your family, just talk about what's appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Very true. What got you into understanding and your interest in image and etiquette?
Well, that's a very interesting story that makes me laugh because when I was about 16 years old, my mother enrolled me in charm school, the Ophelia DeVore School of Charm here in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why she did that was because she had a travel business that specialized in working with people with disabilities and traveling around the world, making sure that these locations were accessible to disabled people. So having said that, she had to meet with a lot of diplomats, heads of states, for example, Mrs. Sadat, former President Sadat's wife of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to make sure that while I was accompanying her to those meetings, I knew proper protocol. And that's how that started. And my mom, she is just a visionary, and I always say the smartest person in the room, because she was the one back in the late 70s, early 80s, who realized we live in a global society, so it's really important to understand different cultures. And during that time, traveling internationally wasn't as ubiquitous as it is today.
Yeah.
So I really had a chance to understand customs, language, values, and she always made sure that I saw both parts of a country, the glamorous parts as well as the parts that aren't as glamorous, so that I could realize how fortunate I am in life.
Nothing beats traveling, and really, and even if you can't travel, getting out of your comfort zone of just the people that you live around and work with, and going to the many different festivals that are done with different cultures, just maybe within your area, and learning a little bit more about them is a way to also awaken.
Absolutely. And since we live in the perfect era to do just what you mentioned, interact with people who aren't from the same backgrounds mm-hmm. as us, like you said, go to festivals, read. And the interesting thing that I learned over my years of traveling is that really, fundamentally, people are more similar than they are dissimilar. And if you really speak with someone, spend time with that person, you will figure out commonalities, which is a great building block to learn about, okay, I like this food, I like that food, or maybe I've been to this place and I've wanted to visit that place. And now you can forge a real deep and meaningful relationship.
Oh, very true. Yeah. All right. We've got a call from CW in New York. Good morning, CW. Thank you so much for calling.
Good morning, Maggie. Thank you for taking my call, you and your guests. You know, I was just listening to you on the etiquette, and it's so true that, you know, way people are today, and especially the young folks, not blaming them, as your guest was saying, how important it is for the parents to really upgrade their children where they understand what's respectful and how to carry themselves. And, you know, I had both my parents have passed on, but they've been great parents. And they raised me, and when they raised me, I understood what it was. Even when it comes to my elders, you always knew when to speak, how to speak. And, you know, it's just something that, you know, you don't see happening as much today with how we're going on in our society now. And it's so unfortunate because they lose out on understanding how important it is to always show, you know, the kindness of yourself, you know, by being able to help others when you can, and that doesn't cost anything to smile, doesn't cost anything to say hello, you know.
Or open a door.
Exactly.
Or say thank you.
Right. Yeah. You know, so all the stuff, you know, that we just need to try to get back on track. And, you know, I got to tell my neighbors, I got a family next to me now, a very young family, and they got a couple of children, but they're beautiful children, beautiful family, and I really applaud this guy all the time. I tell him, listen, guy, keep doing what you're doing, because these children will grow up, and they may stray for a little while, but they'll come back, you know?
Mm-hmm. Very
yeah.
true.
I was just going to say, CW, to your point, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because as I'm traveling around, I definitely see generational differences in terms of how people display proper etiquette. And
right.
So I'm in my mid-40s, and as I mentioned, I live in New York City, so I take the subway. And you have no idea, during rush hour, there could be lines of men sitting on seats in front of me. They will not get up and offer me a seat. Okay. But now the interesting twist is young men in their, say, early to late 20s, I have found them to be so respectful. They will offer me their seats. They will open doors for me. They say, yes, ma'am. And what I always like to do is say, thank you for being a gentleman, because I want to recognize the good behavior that they're displaying, as well as say, job well done.
So true. I'm also a New Yorker here, and I tell you, and I say, I know exactly what you're speaking on. And the thing is, you know, I tell people, you know, it just doesn't cost you anything just to realize how important, because sometimes people don't realize we all go through a lot. You don't know what's on one's mind. But keep on being, sometimes just to say hello to someone can brighten their day, their spirit, you know, and just give them a whole different outlook on things, you know. So I always try to encourage people at all times, you know, listen, I mean, do what you can to be the best at what you can be at. Because, you know, hey, you just never know who and how you may move that person, you know.
That's very true. Thank you so much for calling.
But I thank you, though, Maggie, for letting me, you know, for taking my call.
No problem, CW.
Have you guys a good day.
You too. Have a great weekend, sir.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Folks, once again, we are talking with Tammy Clater, founder and president of Always Appropriate Image and Etiquette Consulting. And we are here talking about etiquette, image, and we'll eventually get into just, you know, being properly ready for going job hunting and different things like that. But we've got another call from Marie in Texas. Good morning, Marie. Thank you so much for calling.
Good morning. I just wanted to make a comment about children. And as I was raising my children, you know, I realized how much the visual, how important the visual was to the children. And when I talk to people today, I always tell them that children learn more by what they see than what you tell them, because we tend to chastise them and they become immune to that. But if you set that example for them in your life, and they're watching you and other people and expose them to different environments, I have found that that has been one a good success mechanism, you know, without them knowing what you're doing to them.
Very true. Seeing is believing. Go ahead, Tammy.
Well, to my point about how etiquette is learned. And so right now, everyone is infatuated with the princess, Kate Middleton, and she's being talked about as being this great style icon. And what I always say is she had to learn how to be a princess. Mm-hmm. And so if she can be taught and learn those behaviors, anyone can be taught.
That's correct, and that's what I try, you know, when someone tells me they can't make their child behave and they have all these different behaviors. And I tend to ask them, what are you doing in front of them? You know,
yes.
Where are they picking this up from?
Yeah.
Because it's not something that's just magic, you know, that they just, oh, I'm 5 years old, I'm gonna learn how to run in between the clothes in the store.
Right.
One thing I did to my kids when they were younger, you know how they like to run around when you take them shopping? As I told them, if they did that, and if they weren't with me when I got ready to go, that I would leave them. And so what happened was they were close by. I could see them. So I just said, okay, guys, let's go. And they still, you know, want to act up. And so I just said, okay, I'm leaving, and I left. And I went around the corner, and I came back, and all three of them were standing right there, almost in tears. And I never had another problem on them.
Yeah.
Because this was a small place, so I didn't have to worry if I'm going too far. And sometimes, right. You know, it's a hard lesson, but sometimes you have to do that. And I wish more people would, you know, put their lives aside. And I tell people that once you have kids, your life is no longer your own because you have to raise those kids.
Yeah. You know, the other thing is you start early. You don't let them act up until they're about 5 years old and then start telling them, don't do that. If the first time it happens, it has to be corrected right then. It cannot
wait.
Yeah, you know, my parents, very much like you, Marie, they corrected on the spot. They didn't holler. They didn't scream. They didn't beat. But they corrected, leaned down to us, to our level, and said, you will not do this.
Exactly.
And if we continued acting a fool, then guess what? We were out of that store. She said,
you
have to respect others.
Mm-hmm. My kids are 32, 35, and 37, and I can now see the success in what I did when they were very small up until they were teenagers and how that worked.
Yep.
Because they're just extremely polite and very cordial, very respectful, and I don't see that in a lot of their age group now.
Yeah, that's very true. Very true.
Right, and I am Maggie. I have to listen to you every day. I tell you the subject matter every day. I can't miss it. I'm enjoying it so much.
Well, thank you so much.
You know, I'm learning a lot.
Well, thank you very much, Marie, and you're always welcome to call. Really good wisdom that you shared with us today.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. You ladies have a great day.
You too, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Tammy, I'm going to turn it back over to you. Once again, folks, we are talking with Tammy Clater, founder and president of Always Appropriate Image and Etiquette Consulting. And if anybody else has any questions or comments, you're certainly welcome to join us. She's with us up until 11, and that number is 866-801-8255. Once again, that's 866-801-8255. Let's talk about that putting on that polished image that you talk about when people are going to go to a job hunt or going in for that interview, what they need to do and the confidence they need to have.
Well, working with people in terms of image building is so fulfilling because my job is to work with people in collaboration with them and really help them achieve their goals. And so it really is important. If your goal is to land that perfect job, make sure that not only does your resume speak for you, but when you walk in the door, the interviewer is just so impressed with how you present yourself that other people, your competitors, are going to be pushed aside. And really, having a polished image doesn't take that much work. It's really about making sure your clothes are properly tailored, that everything, the buttons are sewn on properly, the hems are well maintained, your shoes are properly polished. So, yes, there's a lot of work and thought into it. However, it isn't that difficult.
Yeah. And you also talk about taking someone, and you do the seminars, the meetings, individual help from ordinary to extraordinary.
Yes.
And so it's the total package, isn't it?
Absolutely. We have one life to live, and I say, let's live it in Technicolor.
Yeah, I love that. All right. We've got a call from Nate Ski. Hi, Nate from California. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? All right, I'm good.
Good.
I've been listening to your show every time. The Lord's blessing me. Things is moving good.
Good.
Real good.
I'm certainly glad to hear that.
Yeah, definitely good. Well, I was saying mainly the subject for your guests. It's a good subject. And it's mainly bear down to the parents, too, because I'm out in the streets and I see parents. They don't. Some of them don't have manners themselves. They don't say God bless you no more. They don't mm-hmm. say thank you. You hold the door for them. You know, some say thank you, some don't. And, you know, me, I'm one of those guys. I speak out, say welcome, and they go, okay. You know, because I feel like it's the kids. Kids watch what you do, but I know myself since my son is 12 now, and when he was little, he used to always watch my wife for a minute, and then now he watched me. And, you know, it's mainly based on the parents. The parents got to understand that you have to be the parent. You got some today, you have parents that want to be friends,
mm-hmm.
parents that want to be, you know, and that's the problem. But I don't understand, so I want to ask her, what does she think happened from the time we was born and grown? Did we drop the ball somewhere, or we just forgot about them?
I honestly do not know when this cultural shift took place, because during my parents' generation, my grandparents' generation, people really did display proper etiquette, and there was a level of civility in the world that made life just a little bit easier. So when we started becoming so casual, the pendulum just was this great shift, and I don't think it's going to go back very soon. However, there is hope that with a younger generation and with people recognizing how important etiquette is in the world, we will start going back to a more, say, refined era.
Okay, and what about the jobs? I'll be seeing people going for interviews. Even adults going to interview and their pants is halfway down, and then you go to this left 99-cent store, the pants are slagging, but they hire them. I don't understand that. I mean, if you want the kids to get to learn, why would you? I mean, I understand everybody needs a job, but you need to tell them, hey, put your pants up while you're here. If you're not here, do what you got to do outside. But when you're at work, put it up. But sometimes you go place and their pants is halfway, you know, down. You're like, what the heck? How'd they get a job? I don't understand that.
I don't understand that fashion trend either. But the Cancer Care Organization has a mantra that says, look good, feel better. And so what it's saying is when you look your best, you really do display a level of confidence and self-esteem. And the reason why I bring that up at this point regarding people dressing for interviews, just looking your best, really, there's just such a shift in your brain that you really, your whole body language changes and how you communicate changes. And I like to have people do this exercise where they go out on the street, they just walk around in just regular clothes that they would use every day. See how people interact with them, how they're treated. Then on another occasion, really put some effort into what you're going to wear, how you're going to present yourself, and really dress up. There is going to be a distinct difference in the way people treat you. So I'm not a fan of saying judge someone by first appearances. However, those are the rules of the game, and people do judge you by what they see. So let's make sure that what's inside of you is reflected on what's outside.
Very true.
That's a good thing. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to let you go. I heard good things from you, and just wondering. But I think today the parents got to realize that you are a parent and you have to raise your kids, you know, because they watch whatever you do, for sure. A lot of parents got to understand that even if it's young kids, young parents who have kids, same thing. They got to realize, they got to slow down and understand the way they talk to them, the way they do all kind of stuff to you know. But I see them.
It'll reflect back to them.
Yeah. Respect, all that, you know, cursing and this and that. They got to. If you curse from your kids, they're going to do the same thing back. Then you wonder why they're cursing, because they're following you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Nate. Listen, thank you so much. Good hearing from you. Have a great weekend. And so, folks, listen, once again, it is Tammy Clater. She is founder and president of Always Appropriate Image and Etiquette Consulting. More at her website, alwaysappropriate.com. Tammy can also be found on Facebook. Thank you, Tammy. Wonderful chatting with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Maggie. The time went by so quickly.
Did.
I really enjoyed myself.
Sounds great. Thank you. On Monday, we'll talk about living with HIV with evangelist and AIDS activist Darlene King. Her memoir, quite riveting, is HIV Infected by Her Cheating Pastor Husband. And you'll find success in retail with retail manager Buck Jones. Many thanks to also Dr. Wilmer Leon for saving the day today. You've been listening to The Maggie Linton Show. We'll be right back.